We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew.
There are two stories about this song. There's one of the words. This song is either about going to hell, which some members of the Eagles have said it's about, or it's about nothing.
I think they were doing a lot of drugs and it's about nothing.
I think they were doing a lot of drugs.
It could be a mix of both, but definitely the drugs part.
But I've heard two stories from two different members of the Eagles. It's either a story about going to hell, or it is a story about absolutely nothing.
So, Scott, I want to lighten things up just for a moment because a friend of mine retweeted this earlier, and I sent it to Sam, and I couldn't even hear the audio, but I just knew it was going to be darling. You know, everyone's working from home. And there's a meteorologist who works for NBC New York by the name of Matt Brickman. And he was trying to record promos, you know, the promos later that you see that, you know, tune in tonight at 10 after CSI and tomorrow's forecast has rain in it. He's trying to record these from home. And in the middle trying to record these promos, one of his little boys decides he wants dad to take him on a bike ride.
Well, I got a kid walking in here right now. Honey, I got to do a couple of things. Can you hop out of here real quick?
I got one for bike ride whites. One for me, one for you.
Okay.
Mine's going to go in your basket, and this is going to go in.
Okay, we'll go on the bike ride in just a minute. I just got to finish this real quick, okay?
Yeah, but everything that we need to bring with.
Okay, thanks, Henry.
You have a lot of tape in there.
I do have a lot of tape in here, yep. Okay. 3, 2, and 1. A big warm-up is... can you keep him quiet for us one more minute?
I'm sorry.
No, you got to hear that part. Hold on.
Can you keep him quiet for us one more minute?
She says one of the other boys pooped on his blanket. Isn't that what she says?
He just pooped on his leg a little bit ago.
Hold on one sec, kiddo. Just let me do this
turn
one
up,
more
turn
thing.
Turn it up.
You said a rain's coming, so I got rain boots.
You don't need rain boots now.
there's no shoes I can find. I couldn't find my boots on.
Okay, honey, one second, and I'll be right there.
Because mom told me she always can't find stuff. Now my boots on.
Pleasant Memorial Day. The taste of summer when the big warm-up starts. 3, 2, and 1.
And that's the end.
Oh, no, wait. Where's the part about the I didn't hear the poop on his leg.
He's got to rewind it. But I love it that the meteorologist is saying, you know, there's rain in the forecast. And the little boy comes in and says, I got my Wayne boots.
Wait a minute. I just got to finish this real quick, okay?
Yeah, but everything that we need to bring with.
Okay, thanks, Henry.
You have a lot of tape in here.
I do have a lot of tape in here, yep. Okay. 3, 2, and 1. A big warm-up is... Kate, can you keep him quiet for us one more minute?
On his leg a little bit. Listen, kid, if you think that's what you're dealing with at 3, wait until you're 48. You still poop on your leg.
I retweeted that, and one of our listeners, I'm trying to find it, said, I hope that when everything goes back to normal, all of the news anchors still stay home, because I love seeing those moments and I love seeing everybody's houses. And I wrote back, no, we're
no.
not staying home.
I had a very brief conversation with the boss the other day.
Oh, do tell.
Okay. Well, I'm not breaking a trust. I mean, he knows what we talked about. I just said, we got to get back in the building, man. And, you know, because everybody else is back in the building for the most part, as far as the on-air people. And he was adamant, no. And I was like,
well, if the whole building gets sick with COVID, you and I'll just have to do all 8 stations simultaneously.
Welcome to the Johnny Dare program.
For listening to The Rock, The Point, The Wolf, KMBZ, 610 Sports.
That was Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Coming up next, we got some Five Finger Death Punch.
That would be hilarious.
And after that, Taylor Swift.
I don't know if we're going to have time. George Strait right there, ladies and gentlemen.
And we might talk, but we'll see.
Patrick Mahomes just signed a new contract.
That's good.
I want so badly into that building. He knows it, and I know it. And
you know he knows you know it.
Yeah, and I I respect him like I've never respected anybody I've ever worked for. But damn, I'm dying to get back in that building. Mm-hmm. And it's driving me nuts. It's literally driving me crazy. And we got off the air, and let me be very clear. I don't want anybody to go all crazy on me on the text line or anything. I know that we don't work an 8-hour day. I get it. But I said something to Kelly last night. Being on the radio like this is like doing a remote broadcast, like if we were at 54th Street Grill and Bar.
Except without the people and the wine.
Right. Well, every single day. And it is mentally exhausting. I'm not asking for anybody to have any sympathy for me. I don't care. And I get it. You're like, you know, shut up, man. You've got the easiest gig in the world. And you're right. But doing the show, sitting in the hallway between my kitchen and my living room.
Hunched over a chair.
Yeah, I mean, it is mentally exhausting. And Kelly came over last night with Maya. Sarah was working. And I literally had my head leaned up against the wall. I as soon as the show was over, I got off Zoom, and I just put my head up against the wall, and I was ready to go to sleep. It was like being on stage for 4 hours. I was exhausted. Now, again, I'm not expecting anybody to have any sympathy for me. I don't drive a truck. I don't drive a truck. I don't pick up trash.
But anyone listening, Scott, who has had their workflow or day disrupted knows it's just different.
It's totally
really
different.
Changes the way you do your job.
Yes.
But, you know, I've got a friend who's got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and she's doing 8 hours on her computer every day. She's in finance. And I said to her the other day, I don't know how you're doing it.
And then has to teach school when it's all over with.
Yeah. I said, I don't know how you're going through it.
You know, and again, I'm not asking for anybody's sympathy. I don't want it. Don't give it to me. I know what it is for me. When I get done with this show every afternoon at 6 o'clock, I put my head up against the wall and I'm just like, ugh.
It's because you suck so bad at trivia yesterday.
Well, no, it's because I suck so bad at my job. But when we get back, we are going to do All right, here are your categories for mixtape. Mm-hmm. Late 80s song, and I know you have not sent your songs to Sam. You need to send them now. Mm-hmm. Late 80s song you hate to admit that you like, and it has to be 87 or past. Okay.
Very specific with your demands today.
Song, if that you were alone, you dance to the most.
Okay.
Okay. Those are the only two categories. Late 80s song you hate to admit you like, 87 or past. Song, if you're alone, you dance to the most.
He has to be very specific with the rules today because yesterday he got beat so badly.
That's right.
He's trying to not make it a twofer.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
Why don't you shut up?
Okay.
576-7798.
Okay, cold turd white plate.
Okay, listen here.
Paper plate.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.
Alright, the man's, he's got two arms, one mouth, and two ears. He is trying to get everybody's songs lined up because we're not in the studios right now. He's trying to get our judges on board. And we're going to have a little mixtape here in just a second. But hang tight. Somebody said something on the text line that was just so funny. I have to go back and find it. Where did it go? No, we are not going to play Adult Toy Prices Right.
No, we are not.
Not on this show, guys. Not on this one. But if God forbid, you know, we had to take over for everybody else in the building.
I don't know.
I don't know if we're gonna have time. I would prefer not to play that game. I have played it before when I've been over there.
While he's doing that, there is a whopper of a story coming up at 5:30, Scott, that your license plate may have a twin. And we're going to talk about that after the news, especially if you have a specialty plate. So stay tuned for that, because I have a specialty plate. Now I'm wondering what the heck.
From 3662, do your job, you microphone monkey.
Wow.
Okay, we are ready for the game.
All right, do we got our judges?
We do.
All right, who's first up?
Tanya and Lee Summit, right, you're judge number one.
Tanya, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you microphone monkey. Listen, late 80s song you hate to admit that you like, 87 to 89. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Sam, this is mine.
Well, you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found. I said I'm happy for you.
Hey, don't ruin it. Hey, wait, don't twat it down.
Why are you embarrassed to like
Found
that?
Found someone else. I guess I won't be coming round. It's really over.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So, Tani, you got that? That's Chicago Look Away from 1989?
I got it.
All right. That's a great song, by the way. Dana's song is from late 1980s, You Hate to Admit You Like. Go ahead, Sam. Is this Tiffany?
Oh, you just wait.
I get lost in your eyes.
Oh, wow.
And I feel
that is Debbie Gibson, and I love that song.
Mm. Lost in Your Eyes by Debbie Gibson. Yes.
Yeah, please.
All right.
Ooh.
Hey.
Close one.
You haven't even heard mine yet.
Sam, go ahead. Your late 80s song you hate to admit you like.
Of course.
'87 was the year it was released. 1988 was the year it charted.
A decade before I was born.
Yes.
Stop it, Sam.
Yeah.
I think I just lost that one for myself, to be honest.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah. Go ahead. What is your verdict?
Sam's out. Where's Sterrett when we need him? I'm going Scott Parks.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you are. Look away
Chicago,
by
Chicago. Very strong. Very strong.
Strong pick. I came in firing hot. All right. It'll never be the way it used to be. If it's gotta be this way. Came to play today. All right. We got to move quickly. Who's our next judge, Sam?
Mark in St. Joe.
Hey, Mark. What's going on, brother?
Good afternoon. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. The song that if nobody's looking, you love to dance to. Sam, if you'll fire off mine, please.
Everybody dance now. Oh.
I came to play today. Everybody dance now. Oh, yeah. All right.
Very strong.
We're short on time. Dana's song that you dance to when nobody's looking. Dana, go ahead.
Love. Below.
Oh. Okay. You're not messing around today, I see.
Hey, yeah.
I see you're not messing around. Sam, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Will Smith. Okay. All right.
Sam wins.
Oh.
Sam wins. Just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it.
That's it. Now, honey, come ride. TKNY. We're going to have a tiebreaker.
Why? Because you won one and I won one?
News is next on KMBZ. At the car wash. Come on, y'all, and sing it for me. Car wash. Come on.
Work and work.
Well, those cars never seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
All right, Sam's got to run to the restroom. Go.
Listen to this, Scott.
Why do you put that on the air?
What?
Why do you tell everybody that I have to use the restroom?
Because you said you had to go to the bathroom. Go. Go pee.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to go right now. Maybe he wants to wait. It drives him crazy that his bathroom habits are a topic of conversation on the show.
I think you saw him disappear from the Zoom room. He had to go to the bathroom. He told me during the break, he said, I have to go pee when we come back. Uh-huh. And so I'm telling him, go pee, go.
He has said the one thing he cannot wait to do is to have us back so that he doesn't have to ask permission to get up and use the facilities like he's 7 years old. So listen to this story, Scott, because this affects me.
Okay.
Affects a lot of people listening. This is from Channel 4. It says, Metro Man learns his Kansas license plate has a twin when another driver's bills start arriving. So think about all of the specialty plates you can get. You can get one that, you know, supports KU or K-State, or there's one that says, I'm pet friendly. There's a whole list of these specialty plates in Kansas.
Yeah. They're not vanity plates, they're specialty plates, yes.
Correct. Specialty plates, not vanity plates. So listen to this story. Many people think that their license plate is almost like a fingerprint, unique to them. But for thousands of Kansans, your license plate number is shared with someone else. And as Chad Dearth knows, that can be a problem. Okay. For him, it started back in 2013. He bought a dream car, a classic, a 1964 Chevy Impala. He decided to get a specialty antique plate to match the antique car, right?
All right.
Worst decision he's ever made. Quoting here from Dearth, get the word out. If you live in Kansas, do not get one of these tags.
Huh.
Fast forward to 2020. He gets a call from a postal carrier that says, hey, at one of your old addresses, you're getting 7 to 10 letters a day from several states, angry, marked final demand. They were collection letters for toll violations issued by turnpike authorities all up and down the East Coast. Okay? One of them was registered to a semi. Another one was registered to a different car. He got one bill, Scott, for $479. That's just from the state of Delaware.
And I'm assuming he has not been in Delaware.
No, he has not.
Huh, that's weird.
Nor has he been in any of the other states where these tickets are arriving from.
Hmm.
And it'll destroy your credit. You know this, Scott. They think he is the owner because of this antique plate of some other driver or three or five other drivers in other parts of the country.
So is the story that we're supposed to take from this, don't get a personalized plate?
This story says for a permanent fix, the Kansas Department of Revenue has a bill before the legislature that would allow it to stop issuing duplicate plates and get rid of those that already exist. However, that is a process that will most likely take years. So let me give you an example. I have a KU plate, right?
They talked
to the Department of Revenue on this. She says, if you have a KU plate that is 1234, there could be very well a K-State plate out there with the number 1234.
Okay.
Some number combinations are shared by as many as 14 people.
Okay, so I go back to my original question. Are we not supposed to get these specialty plates? Are we not supposed to get vanity plates? What are they telling us?
I don't know what to do. Because, again, they call it problem solvers. It's really problem pointer outers. They're pointing out, which is a great service, that this is a problem because it is. But there's no solving this. It says, amazingly, there wasn't a problem until recently when across the nation, toll roads started closing down their booths and began just taking pictures of license plates and sending the bills in the mail. You've seen that happen, Scott.
Yep.
There are very few actual toll booth ticket takers anymore. That thing just takes your picture and you get a bill in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Going back to my original question, what do we do about these plates? Are they saying that we don't do these? Are you thinking about getting rid of your KU plate?
Well, I would like to know how many other people have my number. It's like a five-digit number, I want to say.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I know I don't want to get some bill from Delaware for $500 that wrecks my credit.
Yeah, I told Sarah the other day, I said, you know, because she's getting ready to move into an apartment in Lawrence on August 15th. And I told her, I said, listen, you're going to start getting bills. And it's going to be heat. It's going to be electricity. I said, you have no idea how important these bills are to your credit. Because yeah. I was an idiot. I was an idiot when I was her age. And I would get a credit card bill because I bought into the guy outside of the KU Union who is going to give you a credit card.
Yeah, you get a free water bottle with it. Yeah,
well, you do. And,
maybe
and,
a T-shirt?
Well, you get a T-shirt, yeah. So I went with that. And what I didn't realize was that it had a 20% APR. And I would get these bills because, you know, as long as you have a credit card.
Mm-hmm. You got money.
There's always money on the credit card. And I would pay the minimum monthly balance. and I destroyed my credit. Right,
you know, they
it.
Print it on there now, though. On it's law on yeah. all of your credit card receipts. It will now say if you pay just the minimum,
this is how much you're going to end up paying, yeah. and when you're going to get done paying. Yeah, yeah. So they now put that on there. But you know, back then, I was dumb. I was 21 years old, 20 years old, whatever, and I would just pay the minimum amount. And I told her, I said, that is how you wreck your credit.
I have a question.
All right.
So a friend of mine just texted me. A friend has a vanity plate in Wyandotte County, and someone has the same vanity plate in Johnson County.
I don't think that's
And my
right.
friend did just get a ticket off a red light camera. How do they not know when they take your picture, Scott? Let's say you have the vanity plate KMBZ in Wyandotte, and I have the vanity plate KMBZ in Kansas City, Missouri. Don't they know when they take the picture that the plate on your car is what you drive and the plate on my car is something different? Like, this guy was getting bills from a semi that shared the same number. Well, clearly that's not this guy with a Chevy Impala.
Well, the Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Missouri idea is notwithstanding. I mean, of course, those are two different states. What I think you're trying to say is maybe you had KMBZ on your plate in Douglas County and I had mine in Wyandotte County. Would that be legal? And I would make the argument that it's not. That no matter what, there's only one KMBZ plate in the entire
in the state.
Yeah.
Dana, the text line says there's an easy fix to your problem. Just get a Washburn plate.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is where you graduated from.
No, it is not.
Well, it is.
Not that there's anything wrong with graduating from Washburn.
There is nothing wrong with graduating from Washburn.
What's wrong is
not being willing to admit that you graduated from Washburn.
Good Lord.
I knew that one would be fun.
Sam, when you get time, will you go into the audio file, Dana Washburn, where she admits that she graduated from Washburn.
No, you will not.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we have to wait till we get back. 576-7798.
Did they give you a diploma or did that not happen until after you graduated from Washburn?
It didn't happen until after I graduated Washburn. No! Stop it!
Got it!
That's not what I said!
Got it!
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away?
Now, won't you take me away from here?
Are you mad?
No.
It was so funny when you did that. Oh my gosh. Let's see here. Scott, will you cheat on Sam somehow in the tiebreaker? There is no tiebreaker. I won.
No, it was tied.
Oh, they're talking about the songs. I thought they were talking about the haircut.
No, I won that one.
Oh my god, you didn't win. Oh my god, you did not win.
Feel like it was tied.
All right, you know what? We'll let Dana decide.
Sam wins.
She had been saying that I won since day one, so.
You only say that because you don't like me very much.
Oh, I like you just fine in doses.
Sam got his haircut first. Away. Sam got his haircut first. Yes, I did make the appointment before he did.
Which means mm-hmm. that you caved first.
Story here from the Los Angeles Times. Headline is, one-way halls, lunch at desk, playing alone, L.A. schools will reopen with stark rules. 16 students per class. One-way hallways. Students lunch at their own desk. Children could get one ball to play with alone.
Oh, God, that's depressing.
Masks are required. A staggered school day brings on new schedules to juggle. These campus scenarios could play out based on new Los Angeles County school reopening guidelines released on Wednesday, yesterday. This planning document will affect 2 million students and their families as educators undertake a challenge forced on them by the coronavirus crisis, fundamentally redesigning the traditional school day. The safe reopening of schools in California and throughout the nation compels the reimagining or maybe even the abandoning of long-held traditions and goals of the American school day, where playtime, socialization, hands-on support have long been essential to the learning experiment.
Here's your one ball. Go play by yourself. Go play Foursquare. No, that's not going to work.
Oh, you want to play tetherball? You want an opponent? Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you have tetherball growing up on your elementary school playground?
Yeah, of course I did.
We totally did. I don't know that they do that anymore. It's a choking hazard.
What?
And it's very prone to bullying.
Whoa.
You try to peg the other kid with the ball instead of actually playing the game appropriately.
What?
Yeah, they took them out. I had them and then didn't have them in my scholastic career.
Tetherball bullying.
Okay, first
I'm looking
of all,
it up.
Did you just say scholastic career?
Yeah, why do you hate when I use big words like mathematics and scholastic career? And
okay, first of all.
Recreation.
You mean recreation?
I don't know. For me, it wasn't as much bullying as I was always so short. There was no way I could beat anyone in tetherball. Everyone was taller than I was.
So they kept throwing it like really high up and you couldn't jump up high enough to get it?
Really not even that high up and I still couldn't reach it.
And then when she could, it just beamed her in the side of the head and that's where the bullying comes in.
Okay, it's beamed, by the way. Beamed.
Recreate.
Okay, so I just Googled tetherball bullying, and I did not get results.
Maybe I'm making
I think it's more, Sam, honestly, I think it's more because it was a choking hazard.
Wow. Let me
look up tetherball choking death. I'm sure it happened.
The best was Foursquare. Did you
yep,
guys have Foursquare?
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
12-year-old boy dead in a freak accident in which a tetherball rope became wrapped around his neck. That is why we don't have tetherball. Oh, here's another one from Florida child injury lawyer. 3-year-old girl in Florida. Unconscious with a tetherball rope wrapped tightly around her neck.
Mm-hmm.
The typical tetherball playset can be extremely dangerous to small children.
Oh, stop.
I'm telling you, that's why we don't have tetherball anymore. It's not because of bullying. It's
is there no tetherball at public schools anymore?
Like I said, we had it and then we didn't have it. They took the poles out.
It's like lawn darts. It's not worth it.
We gotta run. On that note. Dana, I will see you tomorrow for Festivus Friday. I look forward to that.
I look forward to that as well.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen. Don't make me pay for this song, please. Thank you.
It's such a good song.
It is a good song. Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Ryan, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we are all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe. Be well. Be good. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.